With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is apologizing for how he handled his cancer treatment and hospitalization. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon, Austin acknowledged that he shouldn't have kept his prostate cancer diagnosis and hospital stay a secret.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public.
Austin said he never directed anyone on his staff not to tell the White House and takes full responsibility. He also apologized to the president, who has maintained confidence in his Pentagon chief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose last week to the highest level in 11 weeks.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits climbed to 224,000 for the week ending January 27th, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. Overall, 1.9 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended January 20th. That's an increase of 70,000 from the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The first of two back-to-back atmospheric rivers drenching California. Heavy rain, gusty winds began hitting the north on Wednesday and moved south along the coast, snarling this morning's commute in Los Angeles. Forecasters say the storm will be followed by a more powerful storm on Sunday. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says her administration considering boosting its support for Texas' effort to deter immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. She mentioned sending more razor wire and exploring legal and personnel options for the border security situation. The Dow ahead 217 points, the S&P 500 up 35. This is SRN News. Senators blasted the CEOs of social media companies on Wednesday for the harm their products are doing to America's children. But one evangelical leader doesn't think much will change.
The big question is, what in the world are the senators going to do? It's one thing for Republicans and Democrats to show bipartisan concern and a bipartisan awareness of an emergency, but how is that going to get translated into legislation that can be signed into law by a president and actually see the light of day? What will actually change?
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's time for parents to take action.
You need to ask yourself a very hard question, and that is, how much do you actually know? I mean, really know about the social media activities of your own children and teenagers.
Some experts say moms and dads need to bar their kids from using social media entirely. You can hear more from Dr. Mohler and at his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. Boise, Idaho's airport is the scene of a deadly collapse at a hangar under construction.
Officials in Boise say three people were killed and nine injured, some in critical condition, when a steel-framed airplane hangar suffered a catastrophic collapse Wednesday evening.
I mean, it was a very chaotic scene, as you can probably imagine.
Boise Fire Department Operations Chief Aaron Hummel.
The main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
Hummel said some of the victims were on an elevated platform when the structure fell. Witnesses described a loud noise like a dog whining as the building fell down in the shape of an M and part of a crane on top. Boise's regular airport operations were not impacted. Audio courtesy KIVI. I'm Jennifer King.
The online news site The Messenger has abruptly shut down after only 8 months in operation. The outlet had billed itself as a nonpartisan digital outlet. Some 300 journalists and other workers being let go. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.